It's planting season across much of the United States, and some farmers who rely on foreign guest workers are having to look elsewhere for help due to the coronavirus pandemic. Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin reports from Illinois.
Usually this time of year, Pete Pistorius would be hosting a crew from South Africa on his farm.
Just as anything else in our lives, the pandemic has changed kind of the way we've dealt with our H-2A process or our labor force.
Pistorius helps run a corn and soybean operation in central Illinois. And for the last few years, he's gotten help on the farm through the H-2A visa program. It allows farmers to bring over foreign nationals to fill temporary agricultural jobs.
Our plan was to be able to get three guys over here. And I think the start date we'd requested was like the 25th of March.
March 25th came and went, and still his team from South Africa couldn't make it over because of the lockdown order there.
You know, we're kind of stuck in this limbo situation of we really don't know when they'll be over or whether they'll even make it here for this year's planting season.
That's one of the busiest times on the farm, and Pistorius really relies on those guest workers for help. Other farmers who bring in workers from countries like Guatemala, Honduras, and Nepal, all on lockdown, are facing similar situations.
You know, your first reaction is, what are you going to do?
Then it hit him. There's an entire population of people without work due to the pandemic in his community alone. People like Derek Brown. He worked full-time at the local school district in the maintenance department, doing everything from cleaning to mowing. When his school closed, Brown says they called him in to help sanitize the place, but then that was it. He was no longer needed.
We're at a standstill right now. I mean, when you don't have any kids at school, the kids aren't, getting the school dirty.
Brown used to work at Pistorius Farms and says he's happy to come back and help out.
It's a busy time of year for him. And, so not getting those South Africans, it's kind of helping him out with the situation.
This kind of partnership is playing out in other states, too. In Arkansas, Congressman Rick Crawford launched a program that connects farmers to those out of a job, citing the lack of H-2A workers in the state.
These are people that didn't have jobs that now do. And these are farmers who needed people on their farms. Now they have them.
Derek Brown says there's no comparison between work on the farm and his job at the school.
I mean, I enjoy it. I really do. Farming is not easy work.
That's because in addition to sheer manual labor, farming can require a lot of technical skills, like knowing how to operate a tractor or a combine. Each person Pete Pistorius had hired through the H-2A program had specific training and experience. Now, in addition to Derek Brown, his crew includes a laid-off commercial plumber and a few high school students.
It's going to make us be better at training, maybe be a little more patient, spending time with these people to make sure that they can safely operate the equipment.
Pistorius says training is inherent to the job, but usually he'll train someone who stays on the farm anywhere from 6 months to 6 years.
The unfortunate part is that you're training for a part-time job. And, these people will eventually go back to their regular jobs.
Once schools reopen, Derek Brown will leave the farm and go back to his regular job. And there's a chance that'll happen before it's time to harvest.
We're just trying to get the crop in to start out with. And, just kind of trying to take it one battle at a time.
After all, Pistorius says, he's been farming for 22 years, and so far he's always managed to get the crop in and out. Dana Cronin, Harvest Public Media.